Hello, hello everyone, and welcome back to the Grace and Hope Consulting Podcast. This is the year of resilience. A lot's going on around the world and a lot's probably going on in your own personal lives. And it's no different for us here at Grace and Hope Consulting, but we are proclaiming and declaring that this is a year of resilience, and so much so that we made it our theme for this year. So as I mentioned before, I'm interviewing new and old friends and talking about resilience, how they are overcoming or overcame, and how we can learn from their stories and find resilience as well. So today I have my friend with me, Tracy. I'll let you introduce yourself and just share with us, you know, who you are, what you do, and where you're located.
Sure. Hi, everyone. My name is Tracy Loken-Weber, and I come to you from the state of Wisconsin. I'm a transplant from Minnesota, and I am a foster mom and an adoptive mom. We have one little foster boy right now and five adopted children from two different sibling groups that we adopted into our home. And the kids' ages are from 8 all the way up to 16. So it's a busy, lively house. And I never realized how teenagers came alive at like 10 p.m. at night. So the little one gets up at 6 a.m. and she likes to stay up and chat at 10. So talk about resilience right there, just being able to stay up through the day. I've been married for, boy, almost 18 plus years. And we live just outside of Milwaukee. And in my spare time, I do a lot of advocacy work with the state of Wisconsin for the children's of mental health. And then I'm also a trainer with UWM Milwaukee, University of Wisconsin, Milwaukee, for all incoming foster and adoptive parents. And I really love that work. And then in my spare time outside of all the therapy and teachers and homeschooling that I'm doing, and then we have five children going to public school, and then I'm homeschooling one child, I am finishing up a degree. And I seem like I've been finishing up this degree for a long time, but I'm really finishing up this PhD in leadership and advancement right now. I am persevering through everything that we've got going on in our home to find that time to create that those pockets of time and space to get this dissertation taken care of. So hopefully the next book that I participate in, I'll have a different title. That's the goal here.
There you go. Dr. Tracy Loken-Weber. I love that. Like the sound of that, my friend.
Me too. Yes. Thank you.
Yes. And there's a lot, definitely, you know, being a parent is a lot, and being a parent of multiple kids is a lot. Being a parent of kids who need extra help is a lot. And then trying, like you say, all the good work that you do and the difference you make in your community, and then trying to finish this degree, it's a lot of things. And sometimes I believe people think that, you know, you have to have nothing else going on, quote unquote, like, oh, I'm free, that's why I'm going to do X, and Y, and Z. I believe for most of us, it's not that we're free. It's just that the things we do are that important to us that we commit to them, right? And one of the things that you committed to recently is the Be Resilient book. You're actually one of the co-authors in there, and sharing your story of resilience. So without giving a little too much, I just want you to share, maybe when you hear the word resilience, what comes to mind? How do you define that word?
When I think of the word resilience, I think of these six little faces in front of me every morning and the trauma that they have endured in their birth home, and also within their time within the foster care system of transitioning from home to home, from school to school, from their parents' rights being terminated to the process of being adopted. And I think resilience is, you know, really that ability to bounce back, even when you have been through so many hard and difficult times. Mm-hmm. And you can bounce back, but, you know, that trauma piece is always with you. Mm-hmm. And resilience happens for kiddos over time. Like all of our children are special needs. You know, they all have special stuff going on because they've all come from some very hard and difficult places. And so resiliency, just getting up every day and getting dressed and, you know, taking a shower and taking care of your own personal needs, but other people's needs, mm-hmm. and moving through life and just being resilient no matter what comes your way, overcoming those life obstacles.
Mm-hmm. Right on. people think it's always big things, right? Like, but I like how you put it, you know, what you said at the end, it's waking up every day. And sometimes, you know, showing up, I think it's Brene Brown that says showing up is your superpower. You know, it's not, you're not showing up because you want to have nothing else to do or because you feel like it most sometimes. You show up because you value yourself enough to show up. You value, right, you know, your life enough to show up and show up, right, to life every single morning and making a decision. That, mm-hmm, I love that. I love that lens, if you want, you know, seeing resilience through that lens. Awesome. So what else? I know you mentioned already, just being a mom of, you know, to five kiddos who had some very traumatic, you know, past, and, you know, you guys loving them and supporting them and helping them grow and thrive alone, that is, you know, that is a challenge, you know. And but I know there's other things that you are overcoming or overcame. So do you just may want to touch on how in your own personal life, how you find resilience, how you, you know, choose, even not just finding it, but choosing, you know, to show up, you know, every day. What helps, right, you in the process?
You know, I think we've all been through something in life, no matter what it is. You know, in the past year, I've had a lot thrown at me. And some of it has taken me really low to a dark place, and where I've just had to start rebuilding. And my mom passed away in June. That was really hard. Yeah. Still is hard. And then 8 days later, after she passed away, our beloved pet passed away. And so not only was I grieving my mom and seeing grief in a new way, mm-hmm, through the eyes of our children. And that was very painful. But then our pet passed away. And then that horrible grief of that. And that was a lot in the month of June to kind of go through. But yet we came together as a family. We became more supportive of one another through that loss, through the losses. And we worked together to really persevere and celebrate our pet Charlie, celebrate my mom. And I was able to put a cookbook together for my mother before she passed away. And that was like her pride and joy. And so we took the cookbook and we just started cooking. And everything that grandma was had made in the past in the cookbook, we just started to cook and bake and kind of work our way through it. And, you know, it was during that time in June and July that I realized I really needed to get a handle on my weight, on my personal well-being, on me. And so since August, I have lost 65 pounds, and it's almost hard to believe that I've lost that much. But the journey isn't over. You know, this is a long haul. I have quite a ways to go, but I'm in control. And I think that's what resilience is too, is that we're in control of who we are. We're in control of our future, and we're in control of our daily actions. And for me, drinking water is a struggle, right? How many other people are drinking their 64 ounces to 100 ounces of water a day? But it's a goal, right? Mm-hmm. And so even if you're just thinking about how can I be resilient today, just start with a small step. And maybe that for you is, you know, drinking your water or getting out to exercise or making a healthier choice, mm-hmm, whatever that is, you know, find what brings you joy and find what brings you happiness and find what it is within yourself that you need to do to be resilient and to move forward, to push through whatever has you holding back on anything in your life.
Yeah. Yeah. Right on. And again, so sorry, you know, for lost your mom, your pet, and just, but it's beautiful to hear the ways that you and your family have celebrated from other lives. And again, choosing, right, what do we need right now in order to rise above this? And right, sometimes it's as simple as a cookbook, right? It's simple, right, as a hug. It's a memory that, you know, we celebrate, that brings us joy, that brings us, you know, that resilience that we need to keep moving forward. Thank you. Thank you for sharing that. And I know that you've been, you know, pushing through a lot of things And some of them you talk about in the book. So for everyone, you want to hear the full story, you know, you have to get the book. It's in there, Be Resilient. And she talks about some of the things with family, but also like her education and how she sees herself. And that happens to all of us when we go through hardship. You know, back to the idea of control that you mentioned, kind of, you know, you taking control, you being in control. When we go through adversity, especially when it's, you know, traumatic, things are traumatic, what trauma does. And funny thing, I was just talking about this on Saturday. So like literally 2 days, you know, prior to us recording this, I was teaching trauma one-on-one training, is trauma, when it happened, it takes control away. Right. You know, it becomes traumatic because we, in that moment, it feels like we have no control whatsoever. So it's something we cannot, we, there's nothing we can do about this. It literally suppresses you, oppresses you even. And so a way to recover from adversity is starting to get that control back, that power back. And it's not easy. I get it. You know that as well. But it's every day choosing, right? Just like we choose to show up every day, we choose what will make me happy today that I can find a resilient, is those little tiny, tiny baby steps, you know, along the way. It's not over this big, you know, magic wand that changes everything overnight. It's never, you know, it's most of the time it doesn't work that way, right? But it's every single day, you know, the, taking those baby steps until you evolve to who you were meant to be. But in doing so, you also then realize, oh, all the things that happened back then that was so hard that I didn't think I could get through it. Not only I got through it, but I found strength to get through whatever else comes my way, right?
Yeah. Right. One of the ways that I took back that control after my mom had passed away and some things had happened because of that and very, very hurtful. I just decided that, well, I'm in control of my home and my family. Mm-hmm. And what I started to do is I just picked one area of the house every day. Mm-hmm. And that was the area that I cleaned and organized. Mm-hmm. And 11 trips to Goodwill later, you know, we decluttered, we got rid of things that no longer fit, you know, one of the six kids, or if, you know, just needed to get tossed, it was tossed, but every day was one room. And through the whole month of July, I worked through our house. Like it was a closet one day, it was the linen closet the next day. It was every, you know, every day I just picked one space. And not only did that help me, you know, have control over our home, but it also created a sense of organization and structure for me that I needed at that moment in time. And so I was hurting really, really bad, but I knew that I needed to overcome, I needed to rise above, and I needed to get back in control. Mm-hmm. And that's what I did to work through my grief and my pain. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, very practical suggestions there, you know, strategies, you know, and I know even for many of us, even when we're not going for grief, you know, getting, when you have kids, it's like, you know, it's there's the house that I had in my mind before I had kids, and then the house I have when I have kids, right? It's like, oh, these people, you know, these little people make a lot of misses.
Right.
They make a lot of misses. Yeah, it's that's a really good strategy. I just think for all of us, it's, you know, again, back to the baby steps, right? Start with one closet if it's for organizing. Start with, you know, one page, you know, one word even if it's for you, you know, just journaling, you know, through your emotions as you're rising above, you know, adversity.
Right. Yeah. Well, and I think too, with writing a dissertation, it's about 200 pages in length. Mm-hmm. And just the whole process of that and not being able to focus because of homeschooling and virtual learning and all this other stuff going on the past 2 years. I just had to like break it down into different sections and just start to write on those sections. And all in all, I'm about 50 pages in on a 200 page paper. And so it's overwhelming. I mean, it really is, but everything in life can be overwhelming if you don't, you know, take that time to kind of take a step back, shift your perspective a little bit. And then just go through like, okay, what's step one? What's step two? What is step three? And then just start moving through it, because in life, hardships are going to happen. Life happens. Shift happens. Mm-hmm. And we have to be open and willing to shift where we need to and be more flexible, have that flexible mindset. And just know that you're here for a reason. Your life has purpose. Mm-hmm. And just to visualize what that purpose is and how you can help someone else and how you can make a difference in someone else's life. And so that's what I'm doing. And I look at our kiddos and how resilient they have been, but I've also taken a deep, deep dive into our systems, mental health systems, our educational systems, government involvement in the systems. And there's change that needs to happen. And I'm part of that change because family shouldn't have to struggle to receive services for their children that need it so desperately. And so really helping to be that voice of change and to make a shift happen so we can get people the help that they need.
Yeah, so well said. And I think those are definitely words of wisdom there, you know, take a step back, change your perspective, you know, and know that you have a purpose and you're here for a reason. And as you, you know, take care of yourself and show up every day, you discover more and more, you get at least closer and closer to discovering what that purpose is and how you can make a difference, you know, from where you are. But for many of us, it's also from where we've been. Our challenges have, you know, if you want, propel us or pushed us into a purpose, you know, and we've been, and it's been both, you know, a joy and a struggle, right, at the same time. Yeah, thank you. So I know we only have a little bit of time here. So where can people find you?
Sure, they can find me at TracyLokenWeber.com. Mm-hmm. And it's the same email, TracyLokenWeber@gmail.com.
Awesome. So for everyone watching or listening, you know, we'll also have that in the description here. So you can just click on it and go, you know, on our website. And we'll also share the link to the book, Be Resilient, Stories, Strategies, and Tools to Help You Rise Above Your Circumstances. It's available on Amazon and for either one of the authors that you get to meet here through the podcast and beyond. All right. Take care, everyone.
Remember, thank you.
You're welcome. You have a purpose and be well. Thank you.